Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, the school summer holidays will be here soon, and for some, that will involve the big move from national to secondary school. And with that seems to come an expectation that the child will, if you haven't done it already, get a mobile phone. So if you're a parent in this position and you feel you can't hold out any longer, what sort should you get? Tech correspondent for The Independent, Adrian Weckler, is here to run you through the options. Afternoon, Adrian.
Afternoon, Sean.
I suppose getting them a dumb phone is probably not going to work.
They'll throw it in the bin.
Yeah.
So I've know many people who have tried that, and because you can still buy dumb phones like Nokia's 110 models. It's only €49. You might think, oh, it's worth the shot, but actually, because it only calls and texts. None of them. The old Nokia's used to have WhatsApp on them. You used to develop it so that they were dumb phones, except they also had WhatsApp, and that gave you some chance that they might use it because they could, talk to their friends. They don't have WhatsApp anymore, which means they'll just throw them out.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Fair. There is a stepping stone smartphone. People often say, I wish there was a smartphone. I'm sick of social media. I wish there was a smartphone that, just let me have the likes of WhatsApp and Revolut and Spotify and Gmail and things like that. And I don't need any of the social media. There is such a smartphone, and that is something that some parents are looking at giving their kids. It's called the Balance Phone. It's only €289. Sorry, I say only €289, but it's basically a rebadged cheapo Samsung A16 phone. It's the bottom of Samsung's smartphone model range, and they've rebadged it to strip out all of the social media apps. You can't download them, you can't access them. You can't access them on the web either, but you will get stuff like Google Maps, Outlook, Apple Music, Spotify, and crucially WhatsApp as well. So that is a realistic option for parents that want to buy a smartphone, because they kind of feel they have to give their kid a smartphone, because that seems to be the law now, the rule in Ireland, that as soon as they go into secondary school and get a bit more independence, you give them a smartphone, and you just hope that they don't go down to the rabbit holes of social media.
Yeah, absolutely. And the balance, as you say, it's €289.
Yeah.
How big is it? Is it a big slab of a thing?
It looks a lot like other smartphones. It looks like a cheapo smartphone because that's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's not very powerful. It's not very good at playing games or anything like that. It's over 6 inches in size, which is the norm now for a smartphone. The days of medium-sized smartphones are gone anyway. The vast majority of smartphones you can buy these days are between 6.1 and 6.8 inches. So the very top models, the Samsung S26 Ultras and the iPhone 17 Pro Maxes, those ones, they're all 6.8, 6.9 inches. The ones that most people get are around 6.5 inches in size. So this is going to be close to that size.
Yeah. You wonder, is there a knock-on effect on fashion? Do they have to make pockets bigger every time?
I can tell you that my wardrobe has three or four pairs of jeans, and they all have one thing in common, and that is they have a big rectangular space cut, like marking in the front pockets, because that's where I hold my phone.
Now, often is the case that a parent or an older sibling will have a phone that they don't use anymore. Like, is it relatively simple to hand that down to them?
Yeah, it is. I mean, at this stage, a lot of people know what to do there. So if you're giving your kid a hand-me-down, it's going to be one of your old phones. It's an old phone that you had. Maybe it's a three-year-old phone or four-year-old phone, and maybe you yourself have upgraded. There's a couple of things that, you would normally do. You'd normally migrate or transfer your own data, your own photos, your own contacts from your old phone to your new phone. That's not that hard to do anymore. You can usually do it wirelessly, particularly because most of us, if we have an iPhone, we have an iCloud account. There are other systems for Samsung phones like Smart Switch. Sometimes you can even do it through Google, or you can actually physically connect the two phones. Then you're left with the situation that your old phone, you can choose to wipe it. Some people don't wipe it. They keep the old data on it just in case they need to go back to it. But if you're giving it to the kid, obviously wipe it. And that's quite easy to do as well. very occasionally it'll be an awkward scenario where like one of your online banking apps will still have your old phone tagged as the security second step device. So if you're trying to access your online bank from a computer, sometimes it'll say something like, what is the code sent to your iPhone 14 or your Samsung S20? And that now might be your kid's phone, you know? But other than that, it's straightforward enough.
Yeah, okay. Now, is there a phone that I suppose if the 13-year-old or 12-year-old is going to be given some access to social media, the parents, is it possible to get a phone where you can keep an eye on that on your phone?
Yeah, it is. So there are two ways of doing that. So realistically, you're either going to get them an Android phone like a Samsung or, a Xiaomi or a Nothing phone or a Google Pixel, or you're going to get them an iPhone. The thing about iPhones is they're very expensive. The cheapest iPhone you can get now is the iPhone 17e, which is a very good device, but it's €729.
Whoa, yeah.
To start. Now, look, I don't know about what you're seeing, but what I'm seeing is I still see a lot of 13 and 14-year-olds with iPhones. I don't know how they're swinging it. Maybe the confirmations are very generous these days, but I still see quite a lot of them with iPhones. But you do have parental controls that kick in there with both iPhone and Android. They're fairly easy to set up. You go into the settings, set up the parental controls, and that usually will give you access onto what the kid can download onto the phone, and it will also give you reports on what they're actually doing in terms of whether they're accessing anything that you wouldn't want them to access. You mentioned social media. Some of the social media platforms, the likes of TikTok, for example, now offer parental controls, which give you some oversight on what they're doing on TikTok. A lot of parents, though, in my experience, either don't know how to or don't bother setting it up.
And in terms of, you do a lot of reviews of phones. Mm. Your average young teenager, are they that bothered about how many camera lenses it has or no. What the battery life is? What do you think is their primary concern if they want a phone?
There's two overriding emotions and imperatives that they have. Number one is, oh my God, I can't believe it, at last I have a smartphone, right? That's the be all and end all. So if you're going to offer them, even if you get them the cheapest €100 thing that you can find, that it's still going to delight most sort of 13-year-olds. The second one, though, is they are quite brand conscious. You will, generally speaking, and I'm talking very generally here, like 70%, 75%, you will not see a female teenager between the ages of, say, 16 and right up through to millennial women of the age of 30. You won't see them with an Android phone.
Wow.
So the iPhone market penetration among young women, so teenage girls and young adult women, is something of the order between 70 and 80%.
My word.
And so there is a statement, heard, fashion, whatever you want to call it, mark, a branding sensibility there. So if you give your female 14-year-old daughter a cheap Android phone, a cheap Samsung phone, you might see a kind of an ambiguous, oh, thanks, you might see that.
that's on a polite day, probably. Yeah. If you're going to give in to that one, like if you get a, can you get refurbished iPhones? And are they much
absolutely
cheaper than the real one, than the new ones?
Yes and yes. Now, the word much might be doing heavy lifting there, but what I say to people in terms of refurbished, let's talk about iPhones for a second, refurbished iPhones. The cheapest iPhone you can buy is 17e, which is, by the way, is a really good phone, but €729, still a lot of money. When you get into the sort of the 17 pros and the 70, you're getting into 11, 12, 1300 euro. If my advice, honestly, to people who want 90, and I mean 98% of the experience of an iPhone 17 or iPhone 17 Pro, get an iPhone 15. That's two generations ago. Get it from one of the reputable refurbished or secondhand smartphone retailers. Now, I'm talking about retailers like Swappy or Refurbed.ie or Currys or Mint Plus. These are retailers that give you a guarantee, number one, of at least 6 months. And number two, they will also reliably give you a battery that is up to speed, as in will give you somewhere close to 100% of performance. The big problem with a secondhand phone is it might have an older battery in it, 2-3 years old, and batteries degrade every time you charge them, like batteries and everything, which means you might only get a getting phone with 75% or 70% battery storage retention. In other words, you might need to recharge at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no harm if it runs out of power. Keeps them off it, perhaps. Adrian, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Adrian Weckler there, tech correspondent for The Independent.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.